Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Time, Tommy.
Let's do it.
I don't have my headphones on yet. You don't have to rush to put yours on.
Oh. I'm ready.
All right, good. You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Kimmy has her post. She is ready to roll. And if you are new, we will explain how
all
this
right,
works.
How we do it.
All right. So you folks send posts from the neighborhood apps to Kimmy, and we very much appreciate that. Kimmy takes them. She removes all the street names and town references to make the answer not obvious. However, there are little clues in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things you will hear based on this person's ranting, raving, upsetness that will tell you what town, village, part of the city this came from.
Okay.
Your job
is,
first of all, to listen.
I have to listen. Don't jump.
Listen.
Listen to the whole piece.
Yeah, you got it. And don't listen to Tommy.
Right.
Again, we've established that when Tommy starts to say things, that's when things go south. All right? You're going to listen, and then you're going to wait for an open phone line. You're going to call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Don't do it now because there's already a bunch of suckers lined up ready to roll. And together, we are going to figure out where they whining.
All
are
right.
you ready?
I am ready to go, buddy.
Kimmy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Get ready for this one, because based on the comments of this post, I'm guessing it's going to piss some people off.
Oh. She didn't even start reading it. You already did your stupid thing.
I don't care who you are or what your issues are. It doesn't cost anything to be polite. When did manners become a thing of the past? I'm sure this post will upset people, but please hear the full story before you judge. My husband and I were heading out to dinner at blank when we saw a man in a motorized wheelchair stuck on the curb that leads up to the ramp to get inside. Of course, being the gentleman that my husband is, he immediately ran over to help push him up the ramp. Everyone else was passing by and just ignoring him. Maybe they knew something we didn't, because we learned our lesson in that moment. The man got angry, then proceeded to cuss out my husband. He began ranting about how he didn't ask for his help and that he could do it on his own. Then, when we opened the door to the restaurant for him, he didn't say a word. No thank you or acknowledgement of my husband's kindness. I also want to point out that he has a bad back, so I know it wasn't easy for him to push a person up a hill. Anyways, my point is, just because, wait for it. Just because you're disabled doesn't give you an excuse to be rude to others trying to help. Next time, say no thank you and we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I love this post.
That thing is loaded.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. 252-WCMF. There is a lot here.
Yes.
There is a lot. What do you got?
Oh, you didn't do your thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. We had one rule, but there are now two rules. The first rule, the rule that's always existed.
Yep.
You get one guess.
Yeah.
One guess and one guess. No, I do the thing after you guess, stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, I don't remember.
You threw me off, jackass.
Well, you took the bait.
Well, because I thought I did something wrong. What did you hear, you dumb idiot?
All right. So, first of all, Budinski people that just think everybody wants their help.
Okay.
And the guy, you know, he's got a right to, like, feel like, I didn't ask for your help here.
Agreed.
Like, so where are the Budinskis? And then they get pissed off when nobody asks them to do something. They do it, and they don't get the reaction they want.
Where?
Well, that's snobbery.
Oh, it is big-time snobbery.
Big-time snobbery.
Snobby town.
Yeah. But it's not where you think they snobbing.
Oh, no?
Where yeah. they snobbing.
Yeah. So, because I'm thinking this area doesn't have a lot of restaurants. In the area.
How are you talking yourself into a place that doesn't have restaurants when it's a story about a restaurant?
Not a lot of restaurants.
Okay, what do you got then?
I'm kind of thinking Penfield. Because they're snobby, because people in Penfield think they got it. They think they got something on the ball, but they don't. You work for the guy.
Wow.
You're doing all right.
Oh!
But you ain't in the club.
Oh!
You think
you're just taking shots at Penfield?
Penfield, you think you're the man because you're doing all right,
mm-hmm.
but you work for the man, and that's where the frustration comes in. What?
It's Tommy Mulay at WCMA. Bro, I don't want to deal with the emails.
I lived in that area. I know those people.
You lived in Webster.
You lived in Webster.
Penfield, Webster, it's all the same area.
Oh, now you're going to piss them off even more because they look down on your ass. That's what this is, Kimmy. It was a little man's complex. Looking over the big old wall they built. Build that wall on Penfield to keep you Websterites out. All right, so you're going with Penfield.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I agree it's East Side.
Well, how's that snobbery feel?
No, but Penfield's not snobbery enough.
Oh.
We're going way east. In fact, we're going outside of the county east.
How far out are you going?
Well, look, man, we have people that want to feel like they're doing something good.
Yeah.
They have people that are offended when they are...
Yeah, it doesn't go their way.
Well, it's not even going their way.
Like, you didn't thank them properly.
When they are faced with the reality that you should not have done what you did.
Right, just mind your own business.
Yeah, there was an opportunity to say, you know what, I'm sorry. Yeah. I should have at least asked first my apology. And this is a place that, because of the uneven terrain, would have a lot of ramps.
Uneven terrain.
Yes, I'm telling you. It's going to nail. They whining right. in Victor. This has got Victor written all over it, son.
Uneven terrain.
Bro, when you go into the town of Victor, they got hills all over the place.
Hills all over the place.
No, I'm saying you need ramps to get to some of those places. You've seen them driving down Main Street. This is Victor 100%.
But you're thinking Victor like the town of Victor or like... The greater, area.
The greater Victor area?
Well, going all the way to, Eastview Mall.
Well, I mean, that's still Victor.
Isn't that Victor?
Is it Victor?
Yes, it's Victor.
Pretty sure that's Victor.
All right.
Eastview Mall in Victor.
I know Eastview Mall has a lot of rugged terrain.
Okay.
Well, they got that rock wall.
The parking lot is sloped!
Are you climbing a wall?
A man does...
You look like you're doing Thriller.
The only man who mimes on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Mulay.
We got cameras.
All right. As I said before, when somebody threw me off, we had one rule. There is now two rules. The first rule that's always existed, you get one guess and one guess only. If you are on hold and you hear your town guess before you get on the air, you got two options.
Yeah.
Hang up the phone, try again next week. We won't be mad at you.
Okay.
Or pick another town. If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then it went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all final say. The new rule that you folks voted on, the previous week's winner now goes last.
Yeah, you get bumped out of the bottom.
Yeah, much like the Super Bowl champion after they win the Super Bowl in the NFL drafts last. So Armand, who won last week, who is currently sitting on hold, will have to wait his ass right where he is until everyone else is done. Are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with a man who has already been on hold for 15 minutes. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning, guys. So you guys are missing one key factor.
Oh, all right.
The ramp. Obviously, it's ADA compliant, but it's only ADA compliant to a certain point.
I was going
to
tell you that.
Where it's still steep enough that somebody's got to, go up it.
Well, hold on, Jay.
This is according to this woman.
It's a steep ramp.
Yeah, so we don't know. She may be exaggerating based on this post. It seems likely, but I don't know.
My husband's got a backpack!
So I drive around Penfield, Victor, everywhere a lot. I don't see a lot of ramps.
Well, you just don't know what you're talking about.
So he's saying your guesses.
Oh, you're saying Irondequoit. Why Irondequoit?
So it's close enough to the city that you're going to get that city old guy in an electric wheelchair who thinks he doesn't need any help. You know, I was here when Kodak was here, all that.
City old guy in an electric wheelchair? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's got one of those scooters that has like seven political statements.
What, Battleship Cats hanging off the back?
They travel.
Okay.
Originally, I was thinking maybe like the city, but I'm driving around Easton Park, and there's no ramps over here. So.
Okay.
It's rampless.
All right, so we got you for Irondequoit, Jay. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, where are they winding, buddy?
I'm going Webster.
Why Webster?
Because it's their town slogan, and it definitely fits in with this woman's narrative.
What, where life is worth living?
Yeah, because it's a snobby slogan for a town.
You know, he's kind of bogarting your pick, bud.
Well, you know.
Oh, you don't want to go after Pete?
No.
I don't look as Webster. I don't look at Webster as snobby, Petey.
No, but there's like there's a mix. Because there's rich and then there's busted.
No, you could be rich and not snobby. But again, like Webster thinks they're rich, right? Right, but they're not. I mean, you're not. Like,
no.
It's where like you thought you were high-end because you lived on a private drive in Webster. But, like, there was a putt-putt golf course in your backyard.
Well, it's funny you bring up golf because, like, they don't even have, like, a really nice golf course.
Oh, my God. You sound – I tried out snob you, and you just tripled out on the snobbery.
No, but, like, even our golf course is kind of regular.
Pete, we got you for Webster, buddy. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What goes on in your brain? We're just constantly judging everybody.
Well, this is what everybody does.
You lived in that town that – you couldn't afford to live in that town. You had to take out three mortgages.
I love that town.
I could hear.
I had a good time, and that town treated me nice.
252-WCMF. All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit because Armand is going last. Right. Ben is going last forever and ever and ever. So we're going to give Ben a legitimate shot.
Oh, a Ben bump.
Yes, that's right. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is weird not going last.
We explained it, Ben. Give it to us, buddy.
So I think I'm going to go with Canandaigua just based on Main Street because that's a long-ass slope all the way up there. And if you're in a wheelchair... that's going to be tough.
You roll right
and
into the
lake.
You
also got the mix of the counties who are busted, and then you got the rich people who think that they can do whatever they want.
Okay, Ben, here, I'm mad at you, and here's why. You are you've had the 1, 2, 3, 4, this is your fifth pick. You're the fifth pick of the day. This is the highest pick you've ever had in your illustrious Where They Whining career. You had an opportunity to take any town you wanted, and you still went with one of the crap towns you always pick.
Pat, when was the last time you drove down Main Street in Canandaigua?
2 or 3 months ago.
Okay, now take yourself, put yourself in a wheelchair, and look up the road.
I always do.
You want to wheel yourself up that road?
I guess you're motorized.
Yeah, he's got a motor on the wheelchair, Ben.
Still, it's only good for so long.
No, it's a two-stroke. It's sweet, man.
Ben.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
Ben, you've disappointed everybody. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I'm used to it.
There goes Ben. Self-deprecating Ben. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in before we go to the reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, where they wanted, buddy?
We're going to go over to the west side, Jeffy. We're going to go with Gates.
Gates?
Yeah.
Man, I don't see Gates
why,
in this.
Why Gates?
Shot in the dark, and I just wanted to go out to the west side because I don't like everyone bunching on the east.
I mean, look, he is right. We got Penfield, Victor, Irondequoit, Webster, Canandaigua before Caleb. We do not have one west side. That's not a good sign for the first
five.
Yeah,
but I would have. The least likely would be Gates.
Why would that be the least likely?
I just don't see it.
What do you mean by that? People in Gates don't help each other?
No.
I would argue.
They would have knocked that guy over and took his chair for parts.
People in Gates. Everyone knows that working class blue collar people are more likely to help and not complain. It's 100% true.
I understand, but
yeah, they'll help each other move their couches.
But they also don't want to, they also don't want help. Like a guy on the west side, if he's in a bad way in a wheelchair, he don't want your help.
No,
he don't want your sympathy. So get off of me.
No, I understand.
Get away from me.
No, but that person wouldn't get upset. Caleb, we got you for Gates, buddy.
No, he might MF you.
No, he wouldn't MF you. You're talking to me. I'm Mr. Gates, man. Born and raised.
Yeah, but I know your type.
What is my type?
You're proud. You're proud. You're proud people. You're proud people. And when things don't go your way, you get a little snarky.
252-WCMF. All right. For the folks that are just joining us, Kimmy, would you mind rereading the post from this morning?
No problem. I don't care who you are or what your issues are. It doesn't cost anything to be polite. When did manners become a thing of the past? I'm sure this post will upset some people, but please hear the full story before you judge. My husband and I were heading out to dinner at blank when we saw a man in a motorized wheelchair stuck on the curb that leads up to the ramp to get inside. Of course, being the gentleman that my husband is, he immediately ran over to help push him up the ramp. Everyone else passing by was just ignoring him. Maybe they knew something we didn't because we learned our lesson in that moment. The man got angry, then proceeded to cuss out my husband. He began ranting about how he didn't ask for his help and that he could do it on his own. Then, when we opened the door to the restaurant for him, he didn't say a word. No thank you or acknowledgement of my husband's kindness. I also want to point out that he has a bad back, so I know it wasn't easy for him to push a grown person up a hill. Anyways, my point is, just because you're disabled doesn't give you an excuse to be rude to others trying to help. Next time, say no thank you and we'll move on.
Why would you not simply ask him, hey, can I help you out?
Or just leave him alone. Well, if you have a bad back. Or to your point, yes, can I help you?
If you wanted, yeah, hey, man, do you need a hand? No? Great. Have a good rest of the night.
Fair question.
What's
that? A fair question.
Yeah, right? I mean, that seems the easiest way to do it. 252 WCMF, Tommy is in Penfield. I am in Victor. Jay is in Irondequoit. Pete is in Webster. Ben is in Canandaigua. Caleb took the first West Side town in Gates, which is a good strategy move. Although Daniel writes us on Instagram and says, name a ramp in Gates. Dumb! There ain't no ramps in Gates?
Wait. There ain't no ramps in Gates?
There ain't no ramps in Gates. There ain't no ramps in Gates.
They gotta have ramps.
No, to Daniel's point, they took out the skate park, too. No ramps.
Ooh.
I can't think of a ramped area in Gates.
There's ramps everywhere.
Yeah, but they had to be handicap accessible.
No, everything's on the ground. Flat land.
Wait a minute. We were at Agatina.
Yeah.
They got a ramp?
I don't remember a ramp in Agatina's.
Yeah. No. It's right on the side of the entrance there. I remember walking up it with Bob, our boss.
Wait, you had to use a ramp?
Yeah. He had to help me.
Help me.
Yeah, he was pushing me from behind. I go, get off of me!
No, I get that there's plenty of guys that are pushing you from behind, but let's leave your social life out of this. 252 WCMF, Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Henny on the Jeff.
Go with Henrietta?
Well, a lot of businesses out that way. He's got to have
more restaurants there than any of the other places. Plus, the guy was probably in a bad mood because the rest of the handicapped spots were taken, or you couldn't get that preferred paid parking.
I'm going to say this, man. I know Henrietta is a hilly spot. I live on a hilly spot.
But it's got to be slam with ramps.
Where all of the retail is.
Yeah.
It's all flat. It's like a basin, buddy.
Yeah, but you still need a little ramp to get in. You don't think they have ramps?
I do. I'm trying to think.
I think every commercial business has to have a ramp.
No, I mean, if you have to go up to get into it,
yeah.
If it's flat on the ground, you don't
need
a ramp.
All right.
Stupid. How do you not know how ramps work?
I know how ramps work.
They get you up above.
You up, up, up.
Up, 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 up. Barber.
Some of those places are built a little bit higher than that. She didn't say how long or what the grade of the ramp
was. Now we're talking ramp grade. See what you did, stupid? Barber, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Greece.
Why Greece?
I haven't really guessed Greece a lot, and I don't know, shot in the dark. I want to get up on the board this week.
So. Oh, she wants on the board.
But that's a good pick because it's a big town.
Okay.
You got a lot of older people out that way, diabetic.
What? Older diabetics or older and diabetics?
You got a lot of old diabetics in Greece.
There are old folks with diabetes in every town.
I know, but they have the highest concentration.
There's rude people and ramps literally everywhere.
They're rude ramping.
They're rude ramping.
They're not checking their sugar, and they ate themselves handicapped.
I'm telling Alex, I don't think it's West Side. Again, West Side folks.
That's a good pick.
Okay, so why didn't you? Oh wait, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
See now
I know I lost because Tommy's agreeing with me.
There you go. See, you ruined Alex's day.
I said it's a good pick. I can say it's a good pick, can't I?
Kimmy, he said it's a good pick. Is that that sounds to me like
that's
a conflict?
That's just a compliment.
You didn't say you wouldn't take that pick, would you?
No, God, no. Touch it. Disgusting.
I think you can compliment
disqualify himself.
You can compliment a pick, but you can't say that's a winner or I should have taken that.
I did not say that. I just said the highest concentration of diabetics is in Greece.
Alex, we got you for Greece. Thank you for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk. Do we got two marks?
Yeah.
Do we, wait, how, is this our, will we have four marks?
No, the other one was Mike.
Mike's, I'm sorry. Okay. Mark one, where are they whining, buddy?
Let's go with Fairport.
Why Fairport?
Oh, because they got that cannery area. There's a lot of ramps in there.
Big ramp area. Yeah, they call it the ramp district.
They're doing the X Games there next year. All right, so that's it? Just on account of the ramps, Mark?
Well, you know, then their parking lot's pretty big, got some good curbs. You know, the people that are there tend to be nice, so I'm going with Fairport.
Got some good curbs.
A lot of places to get stuck.
And good people.
Mark, one, thanks for the call. Wait, if they're good people, why would this?
He said it, man. These are good people.
252-WC, let's see if Mark 2 is any better. Hey, Mark 2, where are they whining?
I say Webster.
What? Say that again?
Webster.
Ah, you've been disqualified, Mark.
I just turned my damn radio on. I missed it.
Okay, well, look, Mark, don't blame me, Mark 2, for you not enjoying the brilliant content that we bring you on a daily basis.
I know. I listen all but 1 minute.
You missed it, Mark.
You missed Ice Bud.
You missed the mark.
That's the first time I did that.
Well, Mark 2, you've been DQ'd, and you've brought great shame to your family, buddy.
That's right. I haven't first time.
Mark, thanks for the call. Mark 2 disqualified himself. It was still somehow better than Mark 1.
Yes.
All right. We got one more to go.
All right.
And again, this man had to wait because of his victory last week.
I think he's out of picks.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's always got some good ideas.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about Rochester. Like, he's dropped some fun facts that we did not know. We were not aware of until we talked to him.
It's true, but here's the thing. He also sometimes flies too close to the sun.
Yes,
like,
he
feels himself too much, and all of a sudden he falls on his stupid face.
Oh, coming off a win.
252-WCMF. Armand has got the last pick. Armand, where are they winning?
Would it hurt me to get a recap?
Oh, Armand. You missed the recap? You bet on hold this whole time.
No, I just need the last three towns.
Oh, you want the last three? Too effing bad, bro. Where are they winning?
Oh, man. I felt like I missed out, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Damn. Pittsburgh? Why Pittsburgh?
It's a lot of old people there. That's it. Mm-hmm. And the way I think about it is it can't be a small town because people are in and out, not paying attention to the people that actually live there.
And they went out to dinner.
That's what does that mean?
Wait, other people don't go out to dinner?
But no, nicer areas, they go out to dinner.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just that, like, it's a high traffic area, and most people, you know, they got tunnel vision on what they got to do. Oh, man, obviously, that person must have lived there in that town, and they felt some type of way about not helping the senior citizens.
I mean, the guy did go out of his way to help. The old lady got pissed off. It wasn't appreciated. That's all snooty stuff.
I mean, it sounded a lot like you, too, Tommy. You deny help. You get mad when people try to help you. You know, you want to throw the couch out instead of...
Armand, we got you for Pittsburgh, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, when I hear we went out to eat, that's a more refined diner.
So you think that other people don't go out to eat? What do they call it?
They don't phrase it that way.
What do they call it?
Well, how would you say it when you go out?
Going out to eat.
No, you never say it like
what
that.
What do I say? You got nothing.
You say something more gross.
I love how people don't go out to eat in towns like Henrietta and Greece.
But you don't
and
say
Webster.
It like
what else would you
and
say?
Well, you say, I grab something.
Grab a
no,
bite?
No, you grab yeah, and yeah, go. Yeah.
Out to dinner sounds more refined. Like, there's going to be a glass of...
No, you said out to eat, not out to dinner.
There's going to be a stem glass of wine, and there's going to be a couple, like... There's going to be a seafood app.
The post says heading out to dinner. Is that what your point is?
Yeah. Heading out to
you
dinner.
You didn't even know what it said!
Heading out to dinner.
All right.
You know, dressed up. You might even have on cologne.
What the hell are you talking about?
You're going out refined...
Just rambling. You want to talk about ramp grades, too?
Refined style.
Refined. Remix. All right. Tommy.
Yes.
Is in Penfield. I am in Victor. Jay is out in Irondequoit. Pete is in Webster. Ben is in Canandaigua. We gave Ben the fifth pick, and he picked Canandaigua.
That's why he's Ben.
Caleb is in the town of Gates. Barber is in the Henny.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex is in the town of Greece, which Tommy liked because, as you said before, when it comes to population,
the highest concentration of diabetics are in Greece. per capita.
Mark, what is it, Fairport, based on all of the ramps all over the place? Mm-hmm. Mark, too, disqualified himself, and Armand went with Pittsford, our victor last week. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this thing. I love how your hope is so shot, you've given up any chance you're ever going to win again. Come on!
Pittsburgh! Victor!
Uh-oh.
Where?
What do we got? Oh, yeah!
Woo! We got a winner this week.
Come on.
I was worried we weren't going to have one.
No, he didn't! No, because he didn't!
There's a man.
No, he didn't!
Who won back to back weeks.
Oh, my God!
And he will be going last again next week.
He hit it.
From the last spot!
Because they won it in Pittsburgh!
Whoa!
God damn.
I'm not even
that's
mad.
That's impressive.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Didn't disqualify himself? I didn't think we were going to have a winner.
Holy crap!
God damn.
Damn! I don't even know what to say. You know, it's like one of those things where you're like...
I wish we had a gift for the guy.
He's on a run, so this is his third star.
His gift is talking to us.
Oh, he's officially tied with Tommy.
You still feel good?
He's catching up to your ass.
Bro, what did you just say?
He's catching up to your ass.
Like,
you know what I meant.
Sounds like you dropped a couch on your mouth. Damn, Armand.
That's a good... Man.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm blown away.
It's
like seeing a leadoff
home
run.
I thought you were going to pick.
A walk-off home run, idiot.
But yeah,
walk-off home run. It's like seeing the opposite of a leadoff home run. Yeah. If there was only a term for a home run that ended a game.
I forgot about the
other
one.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in your life.
I forgot.
I thought you were going to take this one with your first pick, too. The way you were describing your pick. And then you
But I thought
pivot.
It was too, I thought it was too obvious.
So did I. You don't know. I'll tell you what this feels like. It's like when you're watching like a game against your favorite team and like the opposing team makes an unbelievable play where you can't even be mad.
Yeah.
It was like, wow.
Yeah, everybody claps.
Yeah. Way to go, Armand. Back-to-back weeks. Did it from the last spot. He goes last again next week. There's no way he does it 3 weeks in a row. Yeah. So enjoy it today, buddy.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
When you are in a relationship, what affects your partner affects you.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, gentlemen, although this story is not aimed at us, it is 100% aimed at us because this is the age where stuff will stop getting fun.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a recent poll asked a whole bunch of women at what age they started getting serious about their health.
Oh.
Now, we'll start with the lady in the room.
Yeah.
Kimmy, what age do you think that is?
I mean, I think that when you hit 30... even if you're not like feeling necessarily different, you start to look at yourself a little different health-wise. Like, okay, maybe I should start to kick this up a notch, so, eat a salad every now and then.
So you would argue 30 is when women start to take their health seriously.
Yeah, like where maybe stuff might start to, like, you just don't, like, for instance, I can't drink like I used to, or things affect me differently than they used to.
Tommy, would you like to take a swing at the age women take their age or their health most seriously?
When they get the changes.
So that would be?
Well, for every woman, it's different. Like, I'm going to say mid-40s when they start to have menopause and those issues. That's when they start to make the corrections, because you get a whole new wife.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, I was also thinking, though, I know a lot
too,
of...
You know, if you're sick of the old one, this sweaty, grumpy one might be to your taste.
Two of the worst dwarfs from Snow White, sweaty and grumpy.
I mean, to that point, though, on the other end, like, I also know women that kind of changed their health around when they were looking to get pregnant.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they got into some healthier habits, okay. So...
The answer, according to this poll, 40.
Oh, women, so I was close.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations.
All right.
According to this poll, women start to take their health seriously at age 40. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure there are women listening, nodding along to the radio, but this break is more aimed at men, because what your wife decides to do with her life directly affects what your life will be, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Which means when your wife hits 40 and she decides to start taking her health seriously, you will also start to take your health seriously, because she will make you do that.
Yeah, it's forced.
Yes. Now, whether or not
it's like prison and we're changing the menu this week.
Whether or not she comes to you and says, you will be changing your lifestyle with me, or I need your support, that doesn't matter.
It kind of happens.
Yeah.
Without anybody necessarily trying.
Mm. Exactly. Like, yeah, she's going to start to change the way she lives. Which
and the food's going to change in the house.
You got it.
You'll enjoy baked potato chips and Weight Watchers cheese sticks.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
I am living it right now. We are in the middle of Weight Watchers.
Maybe you're probably getting a family membership to a gym if you didn't have one before.
Or you're getting exercise equipment in the house.
Or, I mean, that too. The activity she wants to do for fun start to change some more healthy stuff. You're going for more walks. You're going to try hiking.
Yep.
Right? Get your steps in a little bit more.
Pickleball.
Well, what's funny about that is it doesn't go the opposite way. Like, because there are points in every person's life, man or woman, where you decide you're going to take your health a little more seriously, right? And for men, and if I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF, we don't include our spouses in that. We are happy to go do our own thing.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't want you ladies tagging
along. Is that a group effort?
Exactly. Like, if you want to join us, fine, but we're not going to make you. Whereas women, Kimmy, it feels like, need the support.
Okay, I think it could be partly that. I also think in a lot of homes, traditionally, she's probably doing more cooking than you are.
Okay.
So if she's cooking healthier for herself and the kids or whoever, unless you plan on making yourself something, you're probably going to eat what everybody else is eating.
The cooking thing, I understand. I'm talking about the participation in hobbies.
Okay.
So let's say a guy is going to get into shape. Mm-hmm. Right? He's going to make this lifestyle change on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right. He's not going to drag in the family. He's going to limp off like a wounded wolf away from the pack and go off someplace to do this thing.
Yep, and maybe he comes back as a stronger,
a changed man.
Yeah. Less dad body wolf. Mm.
But I guess that would be my point, is people would be sucked into it if you did more of the household stuff, not by choice.
Okay, let me give you a personal example. Yeah. Granted, this is anecdotal.
No, I understand what you're saying. You're saying, like, he's not going to drag everybody else into it. But if he had more responsibilities, or if he did more...
So it's your fault.
Because, like,
it's your fault.
Can you hear this right now?
It is your fault.
What? No, I'm not saying it's your fault. You're saying, why doesn't he drag anybody else into it? It was because maybe he's not the one cooking and doing all that.
All right, but when it comes to the outside stuff, the outside stuff, like, personally, you know, I started getting into shape, like, I think, like, 8 years ago now, something like that. And when I started doing it, it was just like, I'm going to do this. Didn't even cross my mind to talk to my wife about it, ask her if she wanted to participate, because, like, you know. This is for me.
Yeah.
So my wife, like 3 or 4 years ago, decided she wanted to start working out with me, which really bothered me, quick sidebar, because she doesn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing more frustrating than someone who just naturally is, like, thin and good-looking. It's like, oh, I want to improve myself, too. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. You know what I have to do?
How dare you want to be better?
No, I'm just saying, like, you don't understand how hard it is for me to look like a normal person.
She thinks she's supporting you.
No. No. Because
yes.
I think guys also enjoy doing that stuff on their own.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was an escape from, like, the chaos of family.
Right.
Right? And which everyone needs every once in a while. Now, because my wife is involved in this thing, like the working out stuff. If my, I have to work out with my wife. I have to. I don't have a choice. And she gets upset if we don't work out at the same time together.
Yeah.
But how do you think that's rare? Like, I don't know how often that sticks. Like, maybe that's an initial thought, but one person's going to bail on the healthy lifestyle.
I mean, you may be right. Maybe our situation's unique, but I don't get to do stuff alone. I don't get it anymore.
Well, yeah, you do. You leave here and you go work out.
Fridays. I go to the gym on Fridays by myself only because she's working. By the way, that's by design. Yeah.
But to your point, like, if, let's say the husband wants to get into shape and the wife, you know, he can't go, all right, we're taking a walk tonight. You need to start eating better.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
no, your salt's too high. You can't say that to your wife. You can't say any of that.
Yeah, that would sound bad.
You couldn't even get it out of your mouth.
No, I mean, he's right. He is absolutely right.
But according to pay, you don't want that anyways.
If she wanted to feel included, I couldn't say those things that she could say to me.
Hell, even the suggestion of, you know, you're welcome to join me, she's going to take that the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't look good?
Yeah.
I'm fat?
Do I need to?
Yeah. What? What are you looking at?
But if you put the shoe on the other foot, Kimmy, it is nothing for a wife to look at her husband, a girlfriend to look at her boyfriend and go, you know, you've put on a few pounds.
You need to change.
Yeah. Come with me. We're going to go to the gym. Come on. We're going to do yoga together. It's fun.
Like, no guy ever goes, you know what? I'm just dying to change her. I want to marry her and change her. Does it happen?
Well, look, I mean,
it does happen.
When is the last time a guy changed a chick?
You've described some dick buddies of yours that I would think have probably made some pretty mean comments to their wives.
Good point, Gio.
Well, that was my father. My father in a nursing home told the nurse, don't wake up my mother for breakfast.
Why?
Because her ass is getting big.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're going to like to stand on that one.
No, but that's old people. That's back in the day when you could get away with that crap.
Can I tell you what really bothers me real quick now that we're just ranting? As we talk about women take their health, their health serious at 40, and that means your life as a man. You know, everybody that like does healthy stuff has like their own routine, right? My wife is not trying to get me to do things that are not in my routine that I don't want to do.
Oh, like suggestions of other things you should do?
Well, like, hey, let's go take like a fun class.
But you didn't ask.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Or like a workout class.
Well, she says to me the other day,
what did you spin?
You see me with your eyes. Mm-hmm. She goes, you should try yoga.
No man should do yoga.
Well, no, look,
it's good for you. Sure, you should do yoga.
It's gross.
And there are professional athletes that try yoga because I don't want to do that.
Who wants to see your splayed rectum in a class?
I think you're doing it wrong. Put some pants on.
No, but you can almost see the goddamn rectum.
No, you can't. Shut up.
You right there.
All right. You are not invited to any yoga classes in the greater Rochester.
No man wants to.
Or anywhere.
No woman wants to see a guy come into yoga class.
Nobody's paying attention to you, man. Nobody.
Some big, fat, sweaty, smelly guy.
Hey, the hell did I do to you?
Butt in your face.
Butt in your face. Okay. Splayed rectum.